Well, the Scottish Labour leader, Joanne Lambert, was invited to attend yesterday's meeting of the Falkirk Constituency Party. She wasn't there, but she is here in the studio this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is your understanding of Stevie Dean's position? Has he stepped down as chair of Falkirk CLP?
Well, I only know that I've heard reports he doesn't intend standing again. I'm not sure what the position is.
Have you spoken to him?
No, I haven't. What I'm very clear about, however, is we've put in place special measures for Falkirk Labour Party so that we can get to the point where we select a candidate and get back to the business of Labour Party, which is to go out, speak to people, respond to their concerns and try and convince them again that they deserve the trust of the Labour Party.
But given the crisis this is causing for your party, why haven't you spoken to Stevie Deans?
Well, I didn't believe it to be appropriate for me to speak to Stevie Deans. What I am very clear about, this is about a situation which is entirely unacceptable for the Labour Party, that we have presumed through the selection process that if you can get selected, we presume that the voters will come with us afterwards. That is entirely the wrong message. I've been very clear since I became leader. Our job is to try and find a way of rebuilding the trust of the people of this country in Labour. This is a very difficult process. It's a lot of what has happened has been unacceptable. We now need to move forward and focus absolutely on the job of the Labour Party, which is to make sure we represent the concerns of ordinary people.
But with respect, you can't move forward until this issue is dealt with, and it's still in the mire, ultimately, isn't it?
Well, it is being dealt with. The party's in special measures. We're moving to select a candidate, and I am absolutely convinced when that candidate is selected, their focus will be on engaging again with the electorate rather than the process which is currently going on, which is deeply unedifying, I have to accept, which is about the Labour Party fighting with itself.
But we don't have the answers to what has gone on in Falkirk. We heard there just a second ago from the vice chairman of the local party who says he's in the dark. You were quoted in a Sunday newspaper saying the selection process was abused by people with personal agendas. Which people?
Well, I'm certainly not in the process of naming these people on air. That would be entirely inappropriate. There's been an internal...
So there are people...
There has been an internal investigation. It's clear that people within the selection process have not been behaved properly. That is why the party is in special measures. That is why we're focusing on making sure we get a candidate through a transparent process who will then do the job of going out and rebuilding people's trust in the Labour Party.
But the special measures will deal with how you select the next candidate. The problem is, you've just admitted there are people who didn't handle this selection process properly. What happens to those people?
Well, that was what the internal report was for. All parties have internal reports into disciplinary matters within their party.
So what did that report recommend
then
that should happen
public.
To these people?
I think the clearest recommendation is that it's not that the party has to have an open and transparent process. We need to be clear about how people recruit members.
But that didn't happen. So what should happen as a result of that failure? Should there be repercussions
for those
people?
Well, that is why we have got somebody whose job is to ensure that the rules of the party are enforced in this process. That is why the party is in special measures. And that is why over the next period, we will make sure we move on, select a candidate and get to the place where most people in this country want to be, where we engage in a political debate about the things that really matter.
I understand.
Care, education or health.
I completely understand why you want to move on from this, but for many people this issue has not been dealt with. When were you first told of concerns over the way the selection process was proceeding?
Well, I can't put a date on that. You know the way
weeks,
these
months.
You know the way these wee things happen. People express concerns, people are perhaps highlighting their views.
So what did you do as a result of that?
Well,
I've
certainly been clear through the party process, engaging with the full-time officials within the party, working closely with the party at UK level to make sure these matters are investigated. There's been a report, and we are now in the process through special measures of selecting a candidate. But you know, for me, all of my political life, I have stood up to those who want to abuse the systems within the Labour Party and said, that's not the way we do business, because when you do business that way, you destroy the trust of people in Scotland.
What specifically have you done to stand up to these people in Falkirk?
Well, what I've said very clearly, and we worked through this process with the party itself, is that we needed to investigate what happened. That's what's happened.
What conclusions did that investigation reach?
We've put the local party into special measures, and there will be an open, transparent and clear selection process. And the frustration of this, of course, is in all of this process, we're losing the opportunity to talk about things that really matter to people, whether it's job insecurity, whether it's the state of the education service, whether it's what people are concerned about their elderly relatives.
Have you seen the report?
I have been given the report. I am aware of the report. I know what the report's findings are. What I'm saying to
you
now
is... So you've read the full report?
What I'm saying to you now is that on the basis of that report, we now move forward. We've put the party into special measures, and My determination is that we not just simply move organisationally beyond this, but we learn the political lessons of it, which is if you presume the support of the people of this country, you will suffer. People of Falkirk...
But this is not about political... This is not about political lessons, surely. There's some serious... There are allegations of some serious wrongdoing here. Do you think that those who are involved in the party, volunteers like Gray Allen, deserve to see this report?
Do you know what I absolutely believe is that, volunteer members of our party at the very heart. That is why we won Dunfermline, because of volunteers going out.
Do they deserve
campaigning
to see this report?
What they deserve is to know that the party is now moving forward, that everything will be open and transparent, and at the centre of
history... But it's
not
open and transparent if you won't publish this report.
Well, you must know. No political party, when it investigates these matters, publish these reports. What we need to do is work closely with the party locally. I understand how difficult it is to be a Labour Party member in Falkirk now. They have been embarrassed by who was representing them. They are now frustrated by what is going on. We will work closely with them.
But you didn't turn up at
forward.
The meeting yesterday. You haven't spoken to Stevie Deans. It doesn't look like you're working very closely with
him. Well, I can assure you that I have been, will do and continue to work closely with the membership in Falkirk to make sure that they don't again get themselves to a place where they have someone representing them who doesn't stand up for the values that they care about, and they end up in a place where some people within the process thought it was more important that they select their candidate than they remember the good name of the Labour Party itself.
According to the Daily Mail, Lorraine Kane, who made the original allegations against Unite that her family were signed up to the Labour Party without their consent, didn't actually withdraw her complaint. That surely means this inquiry needs to be reopened, doesn't it?
Well, I think we certainly have to look at that, because obviously there is a concern that if the investigation wasn't entirely complete. But I say to you...
It invalidates the report.
Well, again, I say to
it?
You, these matters are ongoing. We know that some complaints have been given to the police. But again, I say to you that in this process, what we want to do is get beyond the point where people are claiming and counterclaiming, and get to the point where, again, individual Labour Party members are treated with respect, and more critically, we fight to get a Labour representative in Falkirk who will stand up properly for the people of Falkirk.
If you want to re-establish trust with the public, surely they need to know what it is that you have done inside the Labour Party and what measures you're going to take. You told me a week ago on the Sunday Politics that there might be a need for further investigation after allegations were reported surrounding the emails from Stevie Deans' INEOS account relating to this matter. What have you done in the past week about that particular issue?
Well, these matters are ongoing, as I've said. It is important.
In what way are they ongoing? Because you seem to be suggesting the report draws a line under things. In what way are they ongoing?
Well, it clearly hasn't drawn a line under things. What I'm saying to you is the most important point here is that we get to the point where we select a candidate, that people can have faith and trust in, have faith and trust in the process. And we know that some matters have been handed into the police and they will be investigated in time. But at the heart of this is an understanding that if the message the Labour Party gives out is that if you get selected, you can presume the support of the electorate, that is absolutely the wrong message. And what my focus has to be in the next period is to rebuild people's trust in the Labour Party, that we will have representatives properly selected, properly put forward, who will then go and campaign and fight for the issues that people are concerned about.
When you were elected, there was much trumpeting of the autonomy that you had, that you were the first truly Scottish leader of the Labour Party, as it were, rather than the leader of the group at Holyrood. What precisely has been your role in this whole affair?
Well, I have worked closely and in partnership with the UK leadership. That is my role. We work together. I speak for the Labour Party in Scotland and I work closely with the UK leadership.
But you haven't been leading this, have you?
Well, we have worked together absolutely closely and cooperating right throughout this process. The power to impose special measures on the Falkirk Labour Party is taken at the NEC. I am part of the UK party and certainly have been part of that process.
How much damage has this done to your party?
Well, as I've been very clear, anything that suggests we presume the support of people of Scotland is damaging. I am absolutely determined that over the next period we learn the lessons of this procedurally, but much more importantly politically, that we can never presume the support of people in this country. We have to go out and earn support, and that's what we will focus on in the next period.
Joanne Lamont, Scottish Labour leader, thank you very much for joining us.